The master said, I have not seen a person who loved virtue, or one who hated what was not virtuous. He who loved virtue would esteem nothing above it. He who hated what is not virtuous would practice virtue in such a way that he would not allow anything that is not virtuous to approach his person. Is anyone able for one day to apply his strength to virtue? I have not seen the case in which his strength would be sufficient. Should there possibly be any such case, I have not seen it. The master said, The faults of men are characteristic of the class to which they belong. By observing a man's faults, it may be known that he is virtuous. The master said, If a man in the morning hear the right way, he may die in the evening without regret. The master said, A scholar whose mind is set on truth and who is ashamed of bad clothes and bad food is not fit to be discoursed with. The master said, The superior man in the world does not set his mind either for anything or against anything. What is right he will follow. The master said, The superior man thinks of virtue. The small man thinks of comfort. The superior man thinks of the sanctions of law. The small man thinks of favors which he may receive. The master said, He who acts with the constant view to his own advantage will be much murmured against.